Hey, homemaker, and welcome back to the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. My name is Brianne, your new mom BFF. I'm a wife, mom, homemaker, and entrepreneur saved by grace, passionate about motivating mamas to step into the calling that God has placed on their lives. I truly believe that God is raising a generation of Proverbs 31 women to lead the way and show what it looks like to not only steward your family and home well, but to also use your gifts and talents to make an impact in the world. On this podcast, you can expect to hear episodes on how to balance your home life and entrepreneurship without sacrificing time with the ones you love most. Some topics include faith, simplifying your home, business, decluttering, marketing, and much more. Sounds like your kind of podcast? Then you are totally in the right place. I'm so glad you're here, Mama. Welcome home. Hello, homemaker, and welcome to part 4 of the spring cleaning series here on the Hearty Homemaker Podcast. In case you haven't already, make sure to listen to part 1 where we talk about simplifying your wardrobe, part 2 for decluttering your kids' toys, and part 3 for decluttering your kids' closet. Now, before we jump into part 4, I wanted to go ahead and highlight the review of the week. So this week, the review is from 2020 Mom, and it says, "You have to listen to this podcast. I have learned so much by listening to Brianne. Thank you." Well, thank you, 2020 Mom. And if you are a regular listener and you want your review to be highlighted on this podcast, make sure to leave a written review and a 5-star review over on the podcast at Apple Podcasts to have your review highlighted. Now let's go ahead and jump into part 4 of the spring cleaning series. Are you ready, friend? I'm so ready. So in today's short and sweet episode, we're talking about the 8 ways to freshen up your home while spring cleaning. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited you're here. And let's go ahead and dive right on into today's episode. So the first way, and dare I say my favorite way, to freshen up your home is to open up your windows. So let in some fresh air, my friend. You would be amazed. Not only does it lighten up your mood, but also it lets out all of that stale air. So totally open up your windows. Now on to number 2. The second way to freshen up your home is by doing some decluttering. Obviously, I'm sure you probably saw that one coming. If you need help decluttering, I'll link episodes 47 through 50 in the show notes of the episode's description, along with episode 53, where I answer the top 5 most frequently asked questions about decluttering and cleaning. So you can go ahead and check that out there. But decluttering is fantastic to freshen up your home because you are creating an uncluttered space that you can actually enjoy living in. And it is wild how much clutter, it just can affect your life in general. Like, there is research out there that talks about how clutter can not only affect your cortisol levels, so that's like your stress hormone, but also have psychological effects like depression that's linked to a cluttered house. And honestly, I can totally attest to that because I know when my house is cluttered, oh my goodness, I get super overwhelmed and stressed out. But again, decluttering is the best, and when you make it part of your lifestyle, it makes life so much easier, and again, it's a great way to go ahead and freshen up your home. Now, on to number 3. The third way to freshen up your home is by dusting. So over the winter, a lot of dust builds up in spaces like your ceiling fan or your TV stand or your blinds or really anywhere with a ledge or AC units. So make sure to go ahead and minimize those allergies by dusting, and you'd be amazed how much dusting can really freshen up your space. Something as simple as a wet washcloth can really do the trick. And also to throw this out there, the coils on the back of your fridge, definitely check the back of it to see if there's coils back there because it tends to load up with dust. And when you go ahead and clean those, obviously make sure to unplug your fridge before you start cleaning the dust off of it. But it actually makes your fridge work better if you dust off those coils. And also, again, it traps so much dust back there. So totally make sure to clean that if you have that, if you have coils in the back of your fridge. And again, unplug it when you're cleaning it so you don't get electrocuted or anything like that. So just letting you know, just another spot where dust can build up. But again, dusting is great for freshening up your home. Now on to number four. The fourth way to freshen up your home is by steam cleaning your carpets and furniture. I actually really need to do this ASAP, so this is a good reminder for me too. But if you have carpets, a lot of dust, dander, and just yuck in general, for lack of better words, can get into your carpet. Actually, I was talking to a respiratory therapist I met a couple months ago, and he said if you have asthma, carpet is actually one of the worst things you can have in your home because of all the things that it traps, especially pet dander and allergens. But of course, you can help your carpet smell better and fresher and get all that extra dirt and dander and yuck off the carpets by steam cleaning your carpets. Hey, homemaker, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I wanted to hop in super quick and let you know about a brand new freebie I created for you. You know, lately I have had a ton of people slide into my DMs and messages asking, how do I keep my home clean all the time? So I thought I would share my secret with you. Introducing the Tidy Home Freebie. The Tidy Home Freebie is my exact cleaning routine on how I keep my home clean and sparkly. So to grab your copy of the Tidy Home Freebie, head over to hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Again, the link is hardyhomemaker.com/tidy or go to the link in the episode's description. Now back to the episode. And of course, if you do have cloth furniture, feel free to steam that too. So we have this thing called a Little Green Machine by Bissell, I believe. It is super cute. I use it for literally everything. Like if the dog pees or poops on the carpet, I go ahead and steam my carpet that way, just to get the little spots off of there. And I also steam my furniture with that, but also too, I have a steam cleaner for my floors so those can pick up all the dirt too. So just something to look into. I know you can typically rent the Rug Doctor, I think it is called. You can rent that at Walmart or Lowe's or really any of your big box places. Is it called big box places? You know what I'm talking about. Rug Doctor, you can steam clean your carpets, or again, if you have the Little Green Machine, it is amazing. All right, now on to number five to freshen up your home, which is to clean your baseboards. If you have baseboards in your home, definitely go ahead and clean them. I did not realize until I sold my last home how much this makes a difference on how clean your home looks, okay? If you have dirty baseboards, it can actually turn off home buyers, but two, it can also make others think that you're dirty even if you have a clean home. So I highly recommend cleaning your baseboards. What I use to clean mine is this super cool tool called the Bissell Steam Shot. Again, it's another Bissell product. I love this thing so much. Dare I say, I'm obsessed with it. It's actually probably an addiction at this point, but you fill it up with water, and once it's warmed up and steamed up, you press the trigger and let steam out. Obviously, don't let your kids use this, but I use this for my baseboards to get off the dust, and I also use the washcloth too. And it is wild how much it just does the job so well, and my baseboards look really good. So highly recommend that. Definitely make sure to clean your baseboards, friend. And almost done, on to number six. The sixth way to freshen up your home is to diffuse some essential oils. So if you have a diffuser, that's fantastic. You can blend your favorite non-toxic essential oil, or you can blend it by boiling some water in your kitchen and drop your favorite essential oil in that too. So that's just a way to freshen up your home, get a good clean scent in the air. So the seventh way to freshen up your home is to go ahead and wash your curtains. I was actually telling my friend that the other day. I'm like, you totally need to wash your curtains. And she's like, I didn't even know that was a thing. And I'm like, yes, it's totally a thing. So surprisingly, curtains can pick up a lot of dust and dirt, and it can get really gross if you don't wash it. So if you have curtains, pop them off, put them in the washer and dryer, and you will be amazed how dirty your curtains were to begin with, but also to how much it freshens up the place once you have them clean. Now, finally, on to number 8. This actually probably is my favorite, and that is fresh flowers. So it's amazing how a vase full of fresh flowers really brightens up your space, but also it can just make you feel so good and make the space feel good. So I highly recommend your girl loves some tulips and fluffy flowers like peonies, but you can put whatever your favorite flowers are in a vase to freshen up your space. So if you want a link to any of the things that I mentioned in this episode that I use, definitely make sure to hit me up on Instagram at Hardy Homemaker and I'll send the link over to you. But again, friend, I hope that this episode inspires you. I hope this entire series inspires you as you are spring cleaning your home this year and that this spring cleaning series has helped you. And if you feel led to, take the 2 seconds to click the 5 stars and leave a 5-star review. That way this podcast gets pushed out to more mamas who need this while they're spring cleaning their homes. So I hope you have a beautiful rest of your week, friend. And until next time, I'll chat with you soon. Thank you so much for listening to the Hardy Homemaker podcast. For resources and materials, head over to hardyhomemaker.com. If you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend, or better yet, leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that more mamas can find this podcast and live a simpler lifestyle too. Who knows? You might even have your review highlighted at the beginning of one of the next podcast episodes. As always, I am praying for you, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. Until next time, I'll chat with you soon.